Speaker is Lance from San Diego.
My name's Lance. I'm an alcoholic.
Yes.
I'm not exactly sure where to start. I was asked to do this, share my experience, strength, and hope. I'm a little bit nervous. There was a lot less people when I was looking this way. So I'll just start with, I grew up in Linda Vista, Claremont, pretty much any scumbag town in San Diego. I didn't grow up in a nice, wealthy family or whatnot. Parents were alcoholics. My dad was a deadbeat. I ran the streets. I don't know, I just didn't have, I guess, the greatest upbringing. I thought it was cool growing up to, like, go to jail and just break into cars and just be, like, an alcoholic. I guess I started drinking about, I guess, 12 years old and doing the whole breakdancing stuff and just, I was confused. I didn't really know who I was, you know what I mean, as a kid. And I really didn't figure it out. I don't know, even know if I still haven't figured it out yet, but I know that I was confused, I had fear, and I just had issues, man. And I kept getting kicked out of schools. I was a kid that everyone's parent was like, no, you can't hang out with him, and I never could figure out why. I don't know, just as a young age, I just remember, like, never having, like, a whole lot of friends. And I remember I think it was 10 years old, maybe fourth grade or whatever it was, I got in trouble for people. I was on people's court for throwing rocks and breaking windshields. And I thought I was, I went to school after all this and we lost and I was guilty. And I thought it was the coolest thing ever that everyone knew, oh, you were on TV, you were on TV. And I was kind of embarrassed at first and I was like, no, that's kind of cool, you know? And I kind of thrived on that. And, my dad was never there. Oh, well, he was there physically, but he was never there. And he was just on the couch, either drunk or just out of it. My mom worked three jobs to support me and my brother. My brother's handicapped, so I grew up with people always making fun of him and having to be the tough guy. And just not the best upbringing by any means. I guess I was dealt a bad hand or whatever. And that was my excuse for years. It was like my, what is the word? I use that as an excuse or it was my fault. I played the victim. I played the victim role forever. And I just started using drugs. I started drinking. Just the normal scumbag stuff. If anything could destroy or break and I just hated I don't know if I really hated myself at that point, but I hated everything and everybody, and I blamed God. And I don't know, I just continued to get kicked out of schools, and I remember drinking every day, and I would take water bottles to school, and I would drink vodka, and I thought I was absolutely the slickest, nobody knew, you know? I had it all figured out. Between like 15 and 25, I knew everything, and I had it all figured out. And I started going to jail. I'll step back a little bit. I got introduced to AA when I was 13 on getting in trouble, and I was forced in. And I thought it was cool that I'd smoke weed before the meetings, and nobody knew. And I had it all figured out. I was doing it all for the courts, and just going around beating people up, me getting beat up. I just thrived on the whole lifestyle. And I finally went to jail. I was about 18, and I was like, I have arrived. You know what I mean? I am home, you know? And that's how I truly felt. And I loved to go in and out, in and out. And I remember as a kid, or not as a kid, between 18 and 25, I'd put in inmate requests, take me to Bailey, take me to Bailey. And they called that the Thunderdome, and I just thought it was the gladiator school, and I wanted to be the gladiator, you know? And I continued to do this and just screw up my life. And I still wasn't ready to get sober, and guess at 20 years old, I started going, getting in trouble, probation. Then I'd go to jail and then rehab. And then that was the new gig. On the run, jail, rehab. On the run, jail, rehab. And I guess I was 19, I graduated, and I was on the news, for armed and dangerous with explosives, right? A little bit a step up from people's court. And I thrived on that, you know? And I mean, I was like, dude, I'm the coolest dude. Like, I'm on the run, people, you know? And it was just attention I was seeking. And my mom's crying and just shouldn't be having to see her son that way. And so about 20, I got back in the run, back in jail, and then I'm in rehab. And in rehab, I was 20 years old. My mom came up to see me the day before her birthday, ran off the road, hit a tree, and died. And I hated AA. I hated God. I inherited $1 million at 20, house, cars, the whole nine. And back on the run, back in jail, nothing to keep me sober. And I dropped probably 80 pounds within the first month and a half and drinking and using. And got out in 2006 with pants that can't button and socks I wouldn't put on. And back into rehab, and just something changed. And I know if I grew up, I hit that 26-year-old point, you know what I mean? And I was just, I didn't know shit. For once in my life, I didn't know nothing. I was open and willing. And I went to the Freedom Ranch, and I stayed for 10 and a half months. Took suggestions from other people that I didn't necessarily know what I wanted, but I knew what I didn't want anymore. And I'm just a hard-headed alcoholic, and I tried every which way possible to drink, just like a standard textbook, you know what I mean? Only liquor, only this type of liquor this way, and nothing's ever worked out for me. And I got to the point where I had 3 years sober, and I thought, well, I got 3 years sober, I could get loaded, and it won't be the same. And I got loaded for 3 months, and I woke up out of a blackout in the Freedom Ranch once again, third time around. And I couldn't figure it out. Like, I had no idea where I was at, how I got there, how I enrolled. And it just didn't make sense, man. And it was basically I fell away. I stopped believing, having the faith in my God, and I stopped working these steps, and I was still trying to do it my way. And stayed at the Freedom Ranch 4 months, shot down the Pathfinders, did a little Pathfinder run, and I stayed sober for a little bit. And try to make a long story short, I just changed. I don't know. I relapsed again, thinking I couldn't black out one last try. And I blacked out and woke up in Huntington Beach. Within a couple weeks, I'm back in jail doing it all over again. I gave my life back over to God and these steps. I fully listened. I go to meetings. I do everything possible to not use my own thinking, you know what I mean, until I can fully trust myself, you know what I mean. I stick in these rooms, I stick up my church. I guess you could say, like, I got lame, you know what I mean, as my other friends would call me, you know. And I'm okay with being lame, because that lameness doesn't take me to jail. Like, I'll share a little story right here. In recovery, I've gotten married, I have my own apartment, I'm a union carpenter, I've done a lot of stuff positive for my life. And I took my father-in-law out fishing, first time us hanging out, and we're going fishing 4 in the morning, we get pulled over, and due to my record, we're both in the back of a cop car. And I'm not sweating it. The cops pull me out, field sobriety test, search the car, and my father-in-law's like, "You all right?" I'm like, "Yeah, man, you got nothing, dude. I have nothing to worry about." And he lets us go, and it was cool enough. Like, I'm laughing the whole thing about, laughing all about and everything. He was cool enough to take a picture of us in the back of the cop car, first time ever hanging out, father-in-law. And that's just that type of relationship that I'm working, like, nothing. It's not going to faze me or affect me, you know. I continue to work my steps, I continue to work my program, and when in doubt, like, I try every means possible to, like, my excuse in the past was, something goes wrong, get loaded. Something doesn't get wrong, get loaded. Now I use anything that goes wrong, find out any other method possible except for get loaded. And it's hard sometimes, but that's just what I got to do to stay sober. That's all I got. Thank you.
Thank you, Lance.